Hello, Paul Martin back again with another view from behind the lens. Now, I might be a little bit late here, but it was one of the longest days and night for anybody who works in the TV news industry. Yep, it was the general election night in the United Kingdom, and it's always met with a press frenzy from around the country, usually resulting in speculation, rumour and verbal fisticuffs throughout the night until it becomes clear around 4 or 5 in the morning who has won the election to be installed the very next day into 10 Downing Street. Only this time around, we've been handed a hung parliament with no clear overall winner and a working majority to form a government. So yet more rumour, speculation and verbal fisticuffs are yet to come over the next few days and possibly weeks until an agreement can be made. My election night started and finished at the Riverside Leisure Complex in Reading, Berkshire, filming ballot boxes being delivered to the venue from various locations and polling booths around the region. As the night and the counting of votes wore on, it became increasingly clear to all of the candidates, agents, supporters, as well as the press, that no clear mandate had been set for any political party to set up in government with a clear majority. And so by 9 o'clock in the morning of May the 7th, 2010, following another live into the BBC News, I became resigned to the fact that as members of the press, we had more work to do following the fallout, political recriminations, and the downfall or rise of whatever political agreement will follow. And of course, the distinct chance that in around 6 months or so, should a coalition and compromise not work, we could be doing this all over again.